today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Today, Wednesday, the 7th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a verse of the Holy Quran from Chapter Al-Anfal, verse 60. Which is to listen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون.
And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them whom you know not but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you and you will not be wronged.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The concept of the verse is so vast that it quietly adapts to any time and any place. Practical life of the Prophet Muhammad, Prophet of Allah, as well as the great leaders of Islam, also shows that they never neglected any opportunity of fighting against their enemies. They would not disregard any matter, small and great, about supplying arms and personnel, encouraging their soldiers, choosing a suitable camping place, deciding on a proper time for attacking the enemy, and utilizing all kinds of military methods. we're speaking about Islam and mental health. Allah the Almighty makes it very clear in the Quran that our worldly life will be filled with tests. Every single one of us will be tested in one way or another, including with our own emotions. Sadness, anxiety, worry are emotions that we all experience to a certain degree in our lives. Even the prophets, peace be upon them all, went through these emotions, and there is much to learn from their stories, which we find in the Quran. Prophet Yaqub, for instance, was so distressed at the news of losing his son Joseph that he cried to the point of becoming blind. Prophet Zechariah was very worried about not having any child at an old age and turned to Allah in supplication. By mentioning these stories and many others in despair and distress in the Quran, Allah acknowledges those difficult emotions that we human beings go through, but He also reassures us and gives us the key that we need to overcome them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Among other signs of hope in life is optimism about the world and the creation of existence, because a person with faith and hope sees his creation and the world as purposeful, actually lead to evolution and happiness. Such a person provides the ground for the advancement and excellence for himself and other people. So thinking positively, what comes in some psychological discussions, that when you have a positive look and positive mindset on some issues, so we see that you can now help and pave the way for the advancement and excellence for yourself. The next consequence of having belief in our mental health is increasing mental energy and ability to adapt to the environment. Hope has the effect of increasing the mental energy of a person and making him increase his effort to reach his goals. In fact, hope is the display of human capabilities. That is, when you have hope, and the outcome of belief is hope, and when you have hope, this is the display of human capabilities. One of the personality and behavioral characteristics of healthy and hopeful people is having skills and dealing with problems correctly. Today in this world, people have this ability, an ability which is necessary for social and individual life in society.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Here we have tips, mental health tips, from the Quran and Sunnah. And one of them is making the Quran an integral part of our life. The Quran is full of inspirational stories, reminders, warnings, practical tips, and words of wisdom. It is the world of Allah. And as such, it is the greatest book that we could hope for in our lives. Making the Quran your life companion by reading it. reciting it, learning from it, and applying it will benefit you in all aspects of your worldly life, but also your afterlife. Allah says in the Quran that it is Al-Kitab, the book about which there is no doubt. Al-Furqan, the criterion to distinguish true and false, right and wrong, lawful and unlawful. Al-Dhikr, the reminder to help us remember Allah. It is also Shafa, a healing, a cure for whatever is in our hearts. Huda and Rahman, a source of guidance for humanity and mercy for the believers. The Quran has everything we need, as Allah made it a blueprint, including one how to navigate mental health. And the continuation of today's special, we reach to the answer of this question: are Muslims punished for hating their life? No, of course not. Even the most pious people experienced moments of despair. But we are also taught not to wish for death and to seek help when we are struggling. In general, we should approach life as something categorically good. The believer is taught not to hate this life, but to instead see it for the profound blessing and gift that it is, and to keep negative things in perspective. Along the way, do not suffer alone or in silence. There is no shame in seeking help. To reach out for help in this regard does not make you less or worse of a person. If you are seeking help to be healthy and whole, it is in itself a way of honoring the life that Allah has given to you. It is an act of worship, not an indication that you are a bad person.
You know, in the Quran, in chapter number 13, Surah Ra'ad, verse 28, which unfortunately many people misquote and misunderstand, Allah says the very beautiful following statement: "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub." Those who have believed and become established in belief, and whose hearts find rest and contentment in remembrance of and wholehearted devotion to God, be aware that it is in the remembrance and of wholehearted devotion to God that hearts find rest and contentment. The Quran shows us that it is in the dhikr of Allah that the hearts find ease and contentment. But don't think that the magic pill will be to take the prayer beads and just to count the name of God a million times or a billion times, or to send salawat on the Prophet and his family 1,000 times, and that will cure your spiritual heart, just as much as that will not cure your physical heart. You need to go to the experts. God has put the cure for the ailments in the experts, that he has given the knowledge and ability to cure these human conditions. So do not think that you can just read a verse and even then misunderstand a verse of the Quran and get to your cure. That doesn't mean the cure, Quran is not a cure. The Quran is an antidote, is a cure for many of our challenges. But at the same time, God has told us, the Prophet has told us, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, have told us that still you need to go to the experts in health to conquer any of the challenges you face. Oh,
thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي